We're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. I'm with Jerry Peretzman today as my co-host.
Good morning again.
And we're talking about Jerry's getting work from the town through Project Independence.
Right. Completely satisfied.
With the Help at Home program. And now joining us, we had Derek and Andrew, and now we have Gerard joining us, who's actually a student.
Yes.
At the TRI, which is the Rehabilitation Institute. So we're going to learn a little bit more about how it works. But also, Christina at the break told me that through 311, TRI has done 781 jobs for residents. And I'm looking at some of it: yard work, gutter cleaning, window cleaning, floor care, replacement batteries. It sounds simple. But yeah, either it's the TV thing and you can't get the little screw, and then you're taking knives from the kitchen and everybody, and that's the point, and it's very frustrating.
Or sometimes you can't see the screw.
Well,
either.
That's true too. You can't see it, and it becomes very frustrating, and it takes from the quality of life that if you want to watch your show that night, you can't turn it, whatever it is. These are simple things. If you had somebody living with you, they'd be able to fix it.
Right.
So actually, you know, Gerard is going to be that son, so to speak.
Right.
The son that is no longer at home.
Son on call.
Right, son on call. Now, how did you get involved, Gerard?
Well, how did I get involved with TRI?
With TRI.
With TRI. Well, it was kind of, I got helped by Vesit. They helped me do a program.
Okay.
To take a try, a 6-month program. So, and I actually, really want to take the program at try.
Okay.
So I had choices when I want to take at try. So I chose choice building maintenance.
Okay.
And I got learned experience from it, from try, and helped me really out.
Terrific. And so now you'll be going with another person and Derek, say, or...
Yeah, usually it's two guys, two trainees, and one supervisor on site.
Okay.
So, again, that's more training for these guys to get out there.
Now,
Gerard, have you made a lot of calls?
Yes. Well, probably like 3 calls a day.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You've heard of Uber, the people that pick up people in cars. They rate the customers as well. How are the seniors?
I don't put Gerard on the spot.
You're doing a great job. You did for me, not personally. How are the seniors treating you? Are they receptive? They seem appreciative when you're coming to do a job for them.
Yes, they do appreciate us to help them out. Well, yeah. With anything.
Yeah. See, that's what everyone says.
Right.
It makes a difference in our lives.
100%. And there's 3 guys here from TRI today, 3 different levels, and each guy is very nice. So why wouldn't they be nice going into a home? Sometimes, I'm sure, though, which you have people that are difficult. There's no question about it. Everybody does. I mean, so you go into a house and you're doing a nice thing, but just some people are hard to please. And so
that's life.
That you have to deal with. Now in your training.
Yes.
Then you would move up to a supervisor within TRI, or you actually graduate and move on to something else?
We actually graduate. Once you completed your courses there for 6-month course, you'll actually, then you're going to get a certificate.
Okay.
Once you complete it, then else you help you find you a job.
Okay, that's great.
Replacement.
Okay, just wasn't sure if it's just...
Yeah, so Project Independence is actually something he can put on his resume, I guess, to see that he has this training.
Right, absolutely.
This experience that he... got from attending TRI.
Right.
It's part of the
wonderful process. Thing about it, this really is so multifaceted because the seniors need help. This is a qualified organization. So therefore, there's, the issue of being fearful of who's coming into your house is taken out of the picture. And at the same time, now we're training somebody else to get a job when that's over. So it really is a win-win for everybody.
That's right. You hear so much about zero some games where if I win, you lose. But this is a situation where everyone seems to win.
I agree, 100%.
It's just one of those rare things in life where there are no losers.
Right. Yeah. For somebody listening who would like somebody to get involved, would try. not necessarily through 311 to have work done, but actually to go to the school.
Yes, well, that is a process where there's an agency called Access, and you know, there's a social worker involved, and you got to get someone to represent you. But you can also call TRI directly, and someone will advise you on the process or procedure.
Do you have that number by any chance?
And the number is 516-222-2092.
Could you repeat that one slowly again?
516-222-2092. That's correct.
Right.
Now, besides this, the generic stuff that here is here on the Project Independence flyer, you talked earlier about helping some lady pack her stuff, which, you know, you pull out a couple of sweaters at a certain point in life, they're heavy. What about computer stuff? Anything involving computers or?
As far as connections, no. Because it can be tricky. You know, all the wires tend to look the same at one point. But as far as moving it, you know, removal, or assisting with moving it to another location, that's something we can do.
Okay.
Yeah, we also do removal of stuff, meaning that help them put it at the street. Garbage pickup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't take it with us because we don't have anywhere to put it.
Right.
But as far as moving it out to the curb for pickup, you know, we would schedule that. I just wanted to say, you know, we also try to work with your schedule, the senior schedule. We try to work around you. So, like, I usually make the calls, and the first thing I would do when I call is say what date is good for you. And, you know, we do like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which Tuesday or Wednesday is good for you. And once they give me a date, I would check to see if I'm available on that date. So it really is up to the seniors. I work with your schedule. That's, you know, that's what we do.
Right, which is so important. I mean, it's unfortunately.
How many teams do you have now?
Actually, it's just one team, but we... you know, we utilize all our guys. We have like maybe 15 or 20 guys in training at one point. But it varies, you know, depending on the job. We switch it up. You know, we try to take different guys every week. Mm-hmm. This way, you know, we can get the job done, and we can also have our guys exposed, you know, all of our guys exposed to different types of jobs. So it's all training.
That, you know, that's another significant thing with the training part of this. It's not just learning how to do certain jobs. It's the interaction with people, which is significant. Like we were fooling around before, not everybody is easy, but there are wonderful people out there. And so it's nice you're learning the interface with the individual. Now, you were saying it's only Tuesday and Thursdays.
Tuesday and Wednesdays. Those are the 2 days that we actually devote to Project Independence.
Okay, Tuesday and Wednesday.
As we have other stuff going on for the rest of the week. However, if we don't finish a job, like let's assume we're doing a gutter job or we're raking leaves and stuff, and due to the time, because we have jobs scheduled back-to-back daily on those 2 days, and if in the event we don't complete a job, sometimes the senior is not happy, but we would reschedule, you know, at the next available slot that we have open.
Right.
So we would return to complete the job. It may take a couple of days, but we will return.
Okay. So. Well, you know, that goes back to what we were talking about. You know, like if your son was coming to rake the leaves and had to go and it wouldn't be back for a couple of days either. Right. So, I mean, you have to be fair. It's like nobody, you know, you're not leaving your job and say, I'm coming back tomorrow to finish it. I'll be back when I can come back. And that's the way I look at everything that 311 and Project Independence does. It's almost like an extension of your family. So if you're going to help out a friend, in fact, I have a friend who's going to help me do some electrical work tomorrow, who's an electrician.
Okay.
Now, if he doesn't finish it, I can't say come back on Sunday and finish it. Maybe it might be another 2 weeks before he comes back to finish it. It's a friend. And that's right. The way I look at everything that goes through 311. You're almost calling a friend and say, listen, my gutters are full. Could you help me out?
You know, I think one thing that gets submerged is when you send someone out, they're trained. That you're not just taking people and saying, go see if you can do this, or go see. You don't send anyone out unless they're ready to do the job.
Right.
You know, that's important, because sometimes, you know, you'll get a workman to come, and you realize after a while, they really shouldn't be on this job. They don't know what they're doing. But what you're saying is, we train people before we send them out.
Yes.
And that's so important.
You know, just to elaborate again on the training at TRI, you know, it's a regular building maintenance program. It's mostly janitorial work. So this is kind of like an expansion where they're just not doing janitorial work. They get a chance to do everything else, you know, like out there on the field. So.
No, I understand that. I think it's tremendous because you're learning the basic janitorial work, which is important, but you're also learning a social skill.
Right. Yes.
And that's really very important because, you know, Gerard, you have, honestly, when you, at the end of a day, you've come across some wonderful people. You come across, you had to bit your lip a little bit here and say, okay, I'll do it. But, you know, it's all learning. Right. And that's how we go forward in life.
It's real life. That's the important thing. You're exposed to lots of people.
Right.
With lots of different attitudes. And you're doing a job. And you know right away that you've done a good job. You get the satisfaction out of that, too. That's important.
I agree.
For all of us, you know.
No, just before you guys came on, we had Raja, and you know, in his retirement, is working harder than he's ever done before, because it's all volunteer. But you're getting satisfaction out of it. So doing the actual labor part of it is great, but then when you have somebody who's almost in tears saying thank you because I couldn't see, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Right, and we want to remind our senior listeners: there's no charge for this service.
Right.
That's right. This is a no charge service.
No, okay.
And yeah, also that's why it's limited, you know.
Your time, of course it is. Yeah. So you get online. I mean, you get online. You make your phone call. You find out who can come, and you know, it's like anything else. It is like calling your son to help out. Right. So, listen, guys, we got to go. This has been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to talk to you. How we can get help at home? Try. The number for them directly for somebody who has an interest in becoming like Gerard is 516-222-2092. Yes. And for our seniors in North Hempstead, call 311. These guys are tremendous. They'll help you out. I want to thank Derek, Andrew, and Gerard, both of you, all three of you, both of you, for being here today. Good luck, guys.
All right. Thank you.